Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
And welcome to Capital Irish Radio. We are coming to you from the capital on the 22nd of January 2023, broadcasting in 106.1 FM. Wow, 2023, like where did the years go? It sounds so like futuristic when you have to start like breaking it down, 2023. You can, of course, reach us by email on Capital Irish Radio at capitalirish@gmail.com. You can check out our Facebook page, Capital Irish. And we would like to start the new year as we start everything, but we want to thank our sponsors. So Butler's Irish Chocolate, Wellington Irish Trust, Hutt Valley Irish Society, and Peter and Susie McGuinness. Thank you so much for making this possible each week and for your support throughout all the years. So seeing as it's the start of a new year, we're going to run through some new artists and some old ones with new songs for 2023. So we've got a bit of a jam-packed show with new music for you today. First of all, I wanted to start off with some big news for Irish millennials living in New Zealand. And it may or may not have been in some Christmas stockings this year, but the Coors are coming to New Zealand. It's a part of their Down Under tour. Now, it's not till November the 9th in the Spark Arena in Auckland. And following, they're going to have in Christchurch Saturday, November the 11th. They are, of course, missing the capital, but I'm going to make my way down to Christchurch for sure. So yes, big news. We've got the Coors coming down here in 2023. Fun fact, while I was doing a little bit of research for the show, that Coors song, What Can I Do to Make You Love Me? It was shot in New Zealand, up in the Manukau Peninsula. So I ended up rewatching the music video because, you know, when you fall into the YouTube rabbit hole. And it's so Kiwi. Like now as an adult looking at it, I couldn't believe how Kiwi it is. They've got the wee rural bus shelter, you know, the ones you see everywhere in New Zealand. They're singing outside one of the wooden churches. And it's just funny how my head just assumed it was in Ireland. And then rewatching it, you can totally see that it was shot in Northland. Anyway, that's my Coors rant out of the way with. I'm really excited to be going seeing them. But we're off to some new artists for 2023. So one to watch for this year is most definitely an award-winning folk musician, Derry Farrell. In February, so next month, he's going to be releasing his new album called A Wedding Above Glencree. The album is going to be released on the 24th of February and under his own label, which is really cool. His solo album, this particular one is a solo album, and he described it as the rawness of his first album, the impact of his second, and the beauty of his third. Honestly, it's quite a traditional album, so it's really, really fun to listen to. There's also some original works from Pecker Dunn in there. I think my household had a little bit more of Pecker Dunn than most, mum being from Sligo. I know he's from Mayo, but, you know, that side of the world. It was played quite a bit in our house, so it was really interesting to see some original works there from him. There's also stuff from Ron Hines there, Canon Charles O'Neill's version of The Foggy Dew. And so that song was also on RTE1's production of Ireland's Favourite Folk Song. And this was the song that Derry himself sung. So we're going to start the show off with an old song, but looking forward to a new album. And this is Derry Farrell's version of The Foggy Dew.
As down the glen on Easter morn, to a city fair rode I. There are mid lines of marching men in squadrons passed me by. No fifed hum, no battle drum did sound its lonely tattoo, but the Angelus bell or the Liffey swell, it rang out on the foggy June. Oh, proudly high over Dublin's sky, they hung out the flag of war. It was better to die beneath the Irish sky than in silver or Sudelbar. And from the plains of Royal Mead, strong men came marching through. Oh, and Britannia's arms and their long-range guns sailed into the foggy. Seven tongues of flame rang out over lines of steel, and to every blade a prayer that was sent, that to Ireland all young men did be true. And when the morning broke out, the war flag it shook out its folds in the foggy. Well, it was England that bade her wild geese go, that small nations might be free. But their lonely graves are by Suva's waves, or on the fringes of the grey North Sea. For had they died by Pierce's side, or fought with Calbrew, their names we would keep where men all sleep under the shroud of the foggy. But the bravest fell, and the requiem bell, it rang mournfully and clear. For those who died that Easter tide in the springtime of the year. And the world didn't gaze in deep amaze at those gallant fight, and freedom's light might shine through the foggy dew. Well, back o'er the glen I rode again, and my heart with grief it was sore, for I parted them with valiant that I never shall see no more. And to and fro in my sleep I go, and I'll kneel and I'll pray for you. Oh, slavery friend, oh, gallant dead, when you fell on the foggy. Died in the foggy
June. Welcome back to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. So now we're going to go to some new music from a female artist. a newly released album by Roisin O called Courageous. She's going to be kicking off a tour in 2023 around Ireland, and you never know, may even get to Coors success and come all the way down here in 2023. She's a Irish singer-songwriter. She's also more of an independent artist, so again, has her own label. And her first album started in 2012. That was called Secret Life of the Blue, and she's gone from strength to strength. So you may also wonder how easy it was for her to be her own label and have her own music released. Well, she comes from kind of music royalty. So her name is Roisin O. She doesn't do the rest of her surname because Danny O'Reilly of the Coronas is her brother. So she does a lot of touring with him, kind of does a lot of, she'll be the first act up when he's playing with the Coronas. And then I guess the big ticket item is that she is Mary Black's daughter. And so she tries to keep a lot of her family lineage under the radar because she wants to be known for her music. But as we'd say in Kerry, she's definitely from good stock, all right. So her album Courageous, one of the title tracks from that is The Night Stretches Through. So here is Roisin O. Welcome back to Capital Irish on 106.1 FM. Welcome back to the 2023 New Music Show. We have another artist up here, Leela Jane. She's based in Dublin and is often seen busking around Grafton Street. She has roots from Donegal originally, and her voice is a real strong mashup, kind of a Janis Joplin, Sandy Denny type vibe. Much more of an indie artist in the Irish music scene than traditional. She's also looking forward to playing a host of gigs in Whelan's, and she'll be doing that with Christian Weather, another kind of famous Grafton Street busker that you'd see around. They've done a lot of recording together. Really one to watch for 2023 because her album's due out at the end of this year. And here with her most recent song is Joe, and that is Leela Jane. Welcome back, and from one busker to another busker. The next band we have up for you is the Ocelots, and they're not just brothers, they're twins, based out of Wexford, Brandon and Ashley. They originally also started busking around Ireland, playing music throughout many of the stages around Europe as well. They even took to the stage at Germany's TED Talks, and they have this amazing YouTube channel. It's got covers and lots of other original songs. And from like a pretty small budget, there's really well-produced music videos. They've got really good social online presence. You can kind of tell that they're a slightly younger band. They really put a lot of emphasis on marketing and getting their music out there. And the Ocelot Boys have been going on tour around Germany pretty much exclusively in 2022, but they're coming back to do more of an album based out of Ireland. So probably mid this year, there'll be a new album coming out for them as well. And as I said, amazing singer-songwriters. However, I just really enjoyed the harmonies on the Beatles cover that they've done recently. So this is the Ocelots with The Two of Us, originally done by the Beatles.
Driving, not arriving on
welcome back. It was the Ocelots doing a Beatles cover. So I hope you've enjoyed some of the new music from Irish artists this week on the show, and a bunch to look out for in 2023 for sure. Want to thank all of our sponsors and, of course, Marion the Booth. And to play us out, we're going to have Eva Reedy. She's just announced a brand new album called Endless Affair, and it's going to follow on from her debut album, Personal History. That was critically acclaimed. She won a Choice Music Prize. And she's smartly going to have this new album launch on the 17th of March 23. So even though she's in London, she's keeping her Irish roots by having a good launch date. She's gained loads of fans by doing all the festivals in the UK, so Great Escape and Latitude Affair, and just keeps growing her fan base. So we're going to play out tonight with the performance on the Late Late Show last month, and it's from her new album. Politely, I will call this song Shite Show.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.